USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that she'd be happy to drain Texas of all of its illegal residents and welcome them to Chicago this week.
A song of welcome for our brothers and sisters who are now here in our city and traveling from far away, looking for and seeking the same thing that all of us want: peace, safety, shelter. Be able to raise their children in a way that they have the ability to prosper.
Argentina's vice president and former president narrowly avoided assassination Thursday night after a Brazilian man's handgun jammed as he aimed it at her point blank. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was visibly shaken but not harmed. The suspect was arrested. Visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The James Webb Space Telescope captured mysterious concentric rings around a distant star that left astronomers speechless. The image taken in July was released on Twitter by citizen Judy Schmidt. The star is known as WR-140. With a roughly estimated 3 million illegal immigrants now living in California, the Golden State's power grid is not up to the increased demand.
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed good news and some not-so-good news. Employers added 315 jobs last month despite a sputtering economy. The unemployment rate jumped from 3.5% to 3.7%. On the wrong side of the Constitution of the United States, Democrat lawmakers in California failed to replace an existing gun control bill that the United States Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional Thursday, leaving the state's concealed carry regulations unenforceable. Democrat State Senator Anthony Portantino before the Supreme Court decision.
And what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to do with this bill, is take the Supreme Court decision and use it as a roadmap. So we have a broad bill. There's no question that we want to be broad, but we also want to be constitutional. We want to craft something that is going to withstand the court challenge that may or may not come, but we want to make sure that we do everything we can in our power to prevent a tragedy.
The U.S. Navy's westernmost naval shipyard is revamping its processes and its collaboration between departments in a bid to finish more submarine repair work on time. The commanding officer said of the Pearl Harbor Navy shipyard, the shipyard has four dry docks plus pier space to work on submarines and surface ships. Enjoy yourself and be safe this Labor Day weekend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.